grow. They can't be matir and nisa deraisa unless you have a sakit satana. But whenever it's only an amira l'nafr, it's only nisa derabanan, so then we have a whole list of kulas. So this is one of them. So we were discussing what exactly is the nature of the kula here. So the Ramah quotes from the Baal Ha'Iter that amira l'nafr is muta b'maka mitzvah, any and every mitzvah. Tosis disagrees. Tosis right away starts off. You can interpret that's what it means. Because the Yisrael Tzol is a mitzvah. So that is Taisus knows. So they say, they have a right from the Gemara in Erevin. My Gemara doesn't prove anything. What's the Gemara in Erevin? Are you looking at the Yishtapich Amnimei? Means there was a baby boy who was born last Shabbos, and the bris was supposed to take place today. Milu b'zman is decha Shabbos, but in the days of the Gemara, they had to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. Safik sakana. And if they wouldn't have hot water, if they wouldn't have warm water to bathe the baby, they simply wouldn't perform the bris milu. The Shulchan Aruch writes that b'zman is the days of the Shulchan Aruch in the 1500s. He lived in Tzfat. He said it's not a sakana anymore. But in the days of the Gemara, they considered it a sakon. So all the hot water spilled out. Also the Kami de Rava. So they came and they asked Rava, what should we do? So if the din would have been like Rav Lezer, there are 24 prokim in Masech HaShabbos. So one parak is Rav Lezer de Mila. That has all the dinim of Mila, and it starts off with Rav Lezer Shita. Rav Lezer's opinion is that not only is Mila Bizmada Decha Shabbos, even Nachshirin Mila. Shef Shalas is Mbod Yom, also Decha Shabbos. So according to Rav Lezer, there's no need to cook the water in advance of Shabbos. The mutar l'chatchila to cook the water on Shabbos, al pi pashtus. Even if it's efshar l'asas mibod yom, many Rishonim hold, Tosis holds not. So many Rishonim say within Reb Lezer, we don't pass like Reb Lezer. Many Rishonim say within Reb Lezer, the Gemara says according to Reb Lezer, you can break off branches from a tree on Shabbos in order to make a fire, in order to melt metal, in order to manufacture a knife, in order to perform the bris milah on Shabbos. It means every time they had a bris on Shabbos, they would break up branches from a tree and make a fire and melt metal and manufacture a knife. So Tosfos says it means if it happened to mikra that they didn't have a knife available to perform the bris milah. It doesn't sound like it in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it sounds like to demonstrate how chaviv the mitzvah of milah is, that not only is the milah decha Shabbos, even the machshir milah rosa decha Shabbos. So they went out of their way every single time there was a bris mila on Shabbos, dafke to be mechal Shabbos. That is hutra. Tosfos says, according to Rav Lezer, it's only dechuya. If zev shel lekayim shneim, if you have a knife, so don't manufacture another knife on Shabbos. And other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. The Rav Lezer holds that it's hutra. Okay, so if the din would have been like Rav Lezer, and you don't have any hot water to bathe the baby in advance, that's a machshire mila. The mila itself is the actual performance of the mitzvah. Heating up the water and bathing the baby, that's machshirei mila. Rav Lezer holds machshirei mila decha Shabbos, even though it's efshar la'asos mibod yom. Rav Lezer would allow, but we don't pass like Rav Lezer. So they came in the yester over, what should we do? Do we have to postpone the bris till Sunday? Ahu yinuke, it was the eighth day. Obviously, the baby was born last Shabbos. And mila bizmana is the eighth day. B'yom hashmini im obsar alos. Ahu yinuke, dishtapech hamimi, also lekame de rava. Yes, what should we do? Amalahu, so Rabbi said, L'shayla le'ime. Let's ask the mother if she thinks that she needs hot water. What do you mean if the mother thinks that she needs hot water? So the Gemara explains the first 3 days after the woman gives birth to a baby, whatever is, let's say, to eat food is necessary. So let's say Yom Kippur comes within 3 days. So even if she says, ain srichani, I don't have to eat any food, ain shaymelo. We insist that it's a suffix sakana, and she has to take care of her good health. The next 4 days after the first 3 days, so the Gemara says it's also a suffix sakana, if omer srichani, if she says, I think I need food, I think I'm going to die if I don't have food, or she insists that she needs hot water to bathe, she thinks she's going to die. How's she going to die if she doesn't have hot water? I don't know. She's nervous she's going to get an infection because everything is dirty on her body. And after the first 7 days are up, so then till the end of the first 30 days, we declare that she has the status of a Chodesh Emes Sakana. So whatever heterim you have in the situation of a Chodesh Emes Sakana, The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph, Tesis quotes. Chaya, on the third white line on the Tesis, Chaya means a Yoledes. So the first 3 days, Afal Pishamer, Einet Tzvichani, Ein Shoymelo. And then the last 4 days of the first 7 days, if I'm a Tzvichani, is a Sofik Sakana. Yeshiva Bat Shloshim, Afil Lama Tzvichani, Ein Mechal Lanas HaShabbos, Yenal Ladu Anisa Deraisa, but we consider her status as one of a Chodesh Emes Sakana. So the Gemara says, Anadaf, that Amir Lenachri is Mutter, Mokum Chodesh Emes Sakana. So what's the story here? Rava's psak was Lishailu Le'ime, let's ask the mother. The mother on the eighth day, on the Yom HaShmini, the baby was born last Shabbos, and today is the eighth day. So what status does she have? She has the status of a Chodesh Emes Sakana, Chodesh Emes Sakana. So that's what Tesis is going to pilpul about. The Gemara says she only has the status of a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana till the end of the 7 days, after she gave birth to the baby. After the 7 days are up, from the eighth day on, she only has the status of a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. So how do you determine when the 7 days are up? Let's say she gave birth to the baby 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. Now we're talking about doing the Bris Milah in the morning, not 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yom HaShmini, you don't have to wait 7 full days, me'eis leis. The baby was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't have to wait till next Shabbos, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to perform the bris in the morning, after Aleinu, after we finish davening Musaf, normally. Normally, you perform the bris on a normal day, after Aleinu. Before Aleinu, after Aleinu. It says on Rosh Hashanah, it says in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah, that you perform the bris before Tkiyah Shefer. So the Prima Gadim comments, why did they make a whole hullabaloo about Rosh Hashanah, that you should perform the bris before Tkiyah Shofar? Schalonu, how do you say? He says, Schalonu, bris Avram, Akedas Yitzchak. So first you do the bris milah, that's bris Avram, and then Akedas Yitzchak, the Tkiyah Shofar, Zechet Akedas Shal Yitzchak. So the Prima Gadim asks, why did they make this whole story over here on Rosh Hashanah? Why don't you perform the bris like you normally do every day of the year? You do the bris right before Aleinu, at the end of the davening, right after Aleinu, after the davening is all over, and then you perform the bris. Manishtana Rosh Hashanah. So he says, because as a principle, as Riz Magdim on the mitzvahs, you should try to perform the bris milah as early as possible in the day. So more correct would really be you should daven vasikin quickly and perform the bris milah right after Shachris. Most people don't do that. So they daven whatever, 7 o'clock minyan, 8 o'clock minyan, 9 o'clock minyan. What if they're going to decide to have the bris milah after mincha? They're going to daven mincha at 1:30 or 3 o'clock, then they're going to have the bris after mincha. So the Prima Gadim says that's already a violation of Zviz Magdim and Mitzvahs. To wait till after Chatzais, that's not proper. And he says on Rosh Hashanah, already in the days of the Rishonim, this is tshuva was from the Oruch. This tshuva was in the days of Rashi. The way it's presented in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like Rashi sent this tshuva to the Oruch. Question is, that historically correct? They corresponded with each other. So that's the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. So the Aruch already had the meaning that they davened so late, they davened so long, somebody piyut them in Rosh Hashanah, they wouldn't finish before Chatzos. So that's why that was given. That was known that they can't perform the bris like on a regular day, right before Aleinu, right after Aleinu. So the Shaila was, they have to move it up. When should they move it up to? After Shachris, or after the Haftarah. So that's what he said, after the Haftarah, before the Tkiyah Shofar. So Nachamal, so the Shaila is, if the bris is going to be taking place in the morning, we're going to ask the mother whether she needs Tzrichani, does she feel that she's Besofik Sakana, that she needs a drink of hot water. She feels that she doesn't have a drink of hot water, and this Shabbos morning she's going to die. So it's on the calendar, it's the eighth day. That's why we're performing the bris milah. B'yom HaShmini Yom HaBsalos is the eighth day. But it's still within 7 days lay since she gave birth to the baby. Because the baby wasn't born the first minute on Leil Shabbos after Tzeis HaKrom. The baby was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So does that have the status of Tech Shiva, or does it have the status of Lach HaShiva? So Tosfos discusses that over here. So it's a question, what did Tosfos say? What did Tosfos say? A question, how to read the Tosfos. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba quotes those at Trumas Adeshin, that those Achreinim read the Tosfos, the Tosfos says it doesn't depend on 7 days Meis Leis, it depends on 7 calendaric days. Even though the baby was born last Shabbos 3 o'clock, and today it's 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, and it's within the 7 days leis, since on the calendar it's the 8th day, so she loses her status of chodesh yesh b'sakana, and she's considered a chodesh yesh b'sakana. And others disagree, and they say that it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? The sakana depends on calendaric days, Yom Shel Torah. Calendaric days, that's for the din of Osev Yez Beno. That depends on calendaric days. But when you get the suffix sakana to a person, that should, hasvar no senes, that should depend on Meis Leis, 7 days Meis Leis, when the day the baby was born. So this is going to be crucial in reading the Gemara there. So Tosafot quotes the Gemara, Huyinuke, Ishtapich Hamimei, so they came to ask Rishai Lavrova, because we pass him Achshire Milo, Sheep Shalas is Mo Yom is not Dechah Shabbos, so what should we do? Do we have to postpone the Bris Milo till Sunday? Can't do the Bris Matzoi Shabbos, because even a Milo Shalei Bizmana, it may not be done by Laila. The Gemara has a Machloek is Satanoi, one Tana holds only a Milo Bizmana, may not be done by Leil Shmini. But once it's ready after the Yom HaShmini, he can perform a Milu Shalei Bizmana Balayla. We don't accept that opinion. We paskin, whether it's Milu Bizmana, Milu Shalei Bizmana, may not be done Balayla. Not allowed to do Bein HaShmashis either. Some of the Moelim are so busy, they accept upon themselves to do 15, they do for a living, so they do 15 brisin in the course of the day. So he does the first bris after Shachris, then the second bris is going to be 10 o'clock, then 11 o'clock, then 12 o'clock. Then it comes the end of the day, he gets stuck. So sometimes they'll perform some of these characters who are Moelim will perform a bris Bein HaShmashis. So that's not really right. It's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, Sofik Deraisa L'chumer. You're not permitted to perform a bris Bein HaShmashis. If you do the bris by Laila, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. It's not proper. So you have to make sure that it's Vada Yom. So what happened again? So Rava said, I'll tell you an Eitzah, how it's possible to perform the bris Mila today, but they don't have any hot water. So he says, Nushayla le'ima, let's ask the mother if she thinks that she needs a hot drink. Itzricha, if she'll say Tzricha ani, is it Tech Shiva or is it after Shiva? That's the question. Itzricha, if the mother thinks that she needs a hot drink, Nechaim ulei agavimei. Then we'll cook extra water. Instead of only cooking the amount of water that the mother, if the mother thinks she needs a hot cup of coffee, otherwise she's going to die. Otherwise she doesn't feel well. That's the shaila. She says, Tzvichani, I think I'm going to die without it. Is it pikuach nefesh? Or she says, Tzvichani, I feel very uncomfortable and I need a drink. What's going on here? So Taisa says, Elochor mashma debiyoim hamilo hoyo. This is on the Yom HaShmini, Shetzichem l'chamma kadei lomulo. You have to bathe the baby with hot warm water before you perform the Bris Mila. The Kodem HaMila Hoya, and it must be before they did the Bris Mila. The Lacher HaMila, if they already did perform the Bris Mila, and that was Ishtapich HaMimei, then the hot water spilled for the baby. The Gemara says, Oh, you look, Ishtapich HaMimei. When did the hot water spill? Before they began to do the Bris or after? So Taisa says, must be, the Gemara, everything is unclear. So Taisa is filling in the missing information. Must be Kodem HaMila. The Lacher HaMila, Mesukan Hu. That's what it says in the Gemara, that if you perform the bris on the baby, he has surgery, he has an open wound. So even if you don't have a nochri, if you can get a nochri to heat up the water, it's avada good. If you can't get a nochri, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos yourself, because in the days of the Gemara, they considered it a suffix sakon. As long as nobody does it. Nobody bathes the baby with hot water after the bris. The Shulchan Aruch says that as long as we don't do it. You don't consider it a suffix sakana. But Bizmana Gemara, that was considered a suffix sakana. So Tosis is filling in the story. Kodem HaMila Hoya must be before the bris. And the topic is Machshiri HaMila Shev Shalasis Mo Yom is not Dech HaShabbos. Di Lachar HaMila, the baby is Dech HaMasukan Hu, is a Chayla suffix sakana. Below you may Mechal HaMasal Shabbos. You don't need to ask the mother. We're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on our own. But then the question is, and if we're going to ask the mother, she says Tzrichani, who's going to heat up the water? A Jew is going to heat it up or a Goy is going to heat it up? So that does not say explicitly in the Gemara. So Tosfos Hadzan, they're interpreting the Al Yedei of Kachav Ma'ari. The Pshat obviously is, not so obvious, another couple of lines that's going to back out. But they say the Pshat obviously is, Al Yedei of Kachav Ma'ari, Rava says we're going to ask a Nachri. Ki the Pirisham the Kuntris, Lechem Pirish HaBein HaChananel. How do you know it's Al Yedei Nachri? Maybe it's Al Yedei Yisrael. If the mother says, Tzrichani, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos by cooking water. It can't be, because it's the Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini, the maximum she can be is going to be a Chodesh Emes HaKonah. Kid Yaminim HaMaseches Shabbos, Perek Mefanin, the Liz Daf and Perek Mefanin Kuf Chavtes. The next Perek, Rav Lezer, the Mila starts Kuf Lamed Amad Aleph. So as it happens, The last daf in Perek Mefaran Kuf Chavtez gives you all the din of Hachadu Shem Sakon. Then the Gemara says, Achaya, Yoledes, when does she have the status of Chadu Shem Sakon? When does she have the status of Chadu Shem Sakon? So it says, the Gimel Yomim Rishonim, the first 3 days after she gave birth to the baby, even if she says, Ain't Tzvichani, you insist, Mechal on Alasa Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even if she says she doesn't need this warm food. You have to give her warm food and so on. The next 4 days, only if she says, Tzvichani. Yeah, what does it mean? The next 4 days of the stam, it's important to know. The next 4 days, if she says Tzvichani, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because the Oledes has the status of a Chodesh She'esh B'Sakana, a suffix Sakana till the end of 7 days. And she says Tzvichani means that she says, I think if I don't have hot soup, I'm going to die. That's what it means. Or it means, I'm really hungry and I really would enjoy some hot soup. But I don't think I'm going to die even if I don't get any soup at all. What's the halacha that a choyle sheyesh b'sakana you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos only for the sake of saving his life? Or you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for kol tzarochov, all the needs of the choyle sheyesh b'sakana? So that's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam that he thinks that whenever you have a choyle sheyesh b'sakana, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for kol tzarochov. If you have a person who's not a choyle at all, let's say the Nazis are trying to kill all the Jews in Europe. So someone has a relative in America, he goes to Washington and he tries to get a visa for his relatives in Europe. They should come to America and save their lives. So that's not a choyle sheyesh b'sakana. That's adam shehu b'sakana. It's not a choyle. A person is b'sakana. So you're permitted and obligated to be mechal Shabbos to the extent of saving his life. So let's say there are two ways to save his life. I can either get him to fly first class on to save his life from the Nazis. I can either get him a ticket to fly first class, or I can have him come by train, which is going to be a shaky ride and it's going to be uncomfortable. So if you need Chilul Shabbos, the only way to get a ticket by the plane is to go to be Mechal Shabbos. A ticket by the train you can get without being Mechal Shabbos. So if you're going to need Chilul Shabbos to make the trip comfortable to save his life, no one's going to say that Kol Tzarochov is Mutter. To make it comfortable to be Matal him, that's not Matal Chilul Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah only says if you have a person who's sick, if you have a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakona, Sofik Sakona, Vaday Sakona, so Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakona, so then Halacha says, then the Magen Mishnah claims, not only are you permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for those activities that are going to possibly save his life, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. You're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Kol Tzarochov, to make things more comfortable for him on Shabbos. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. And the Mechaber quotes the Magid Mishnah, no machlokes. There's a long Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha where he disagrees with this Magid Mishnah. How can it be? It doesn't make any sense. And he brings rashi from all over the place that it's just not true. So he says, therefore, you're not allowed to follow this din in Shulchan Aruch. But it says in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, okay, we should restrict it to Malachas the Rabbanim. We shouldn't allow Kol Tzarochov on the level of a Malacha Deraisa. The Magen Mishnah said it, but it's against all the sources, against all the Gemaras, against all the Rishonim. So he says he thinks that we should only permit it on a Malacha the Rabbanim. And that's what the Rabbi Elbel the Soloveitchik in the Seif on the Rambam in Hilchas Shvis HaSosar, when he talks about Yom Kippur, so he quotes that Rab Chaim answered all the kashas of the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha. Mishnah Brura is asking kashas from cases where the person is b'sakana, but he's not a choyla. She is b'sakana. When the person is b'sakana, so there is no heter of kol tzarach. The Magen Mishnah only said it in a situation where the person is a choyla she is b'sakana. So b'makom choyla she is b'sakana, so everything is muta. So that's what Rab Chaim Soloveitchik used to pass from like this Magid Mishnah, that you're permitted, let's say an afkamina on Yom Kippur, let's say a person is absolutely sick, a chole sheyesh b'sakana on Yom Kippur. The doctors say he must eat. If he doesn't eat, he's going to die. So do you insist that he should eat pachas mikashir? He should eat a little bit and then wait a few minutes. They need a little bit and wait a few minutes. And he say no. Achila mosa kol tzarachim. Normal. The person is a chole mesukan. So you tell him, eat a normal meal with all the courses, a regular meal, and enjoy it. Enjoy yourself on Yom Kippur. So Rav Chaim used to paskin like it says in the Shulchan Aruch that Machila Mosa Kol Tzarachov. You don't have to give pachas mikashir. Pachas mikashir would only apply if a person is healthy, and we're afraid that if he's going to fast, he may become a chayla mesuka. He may get sick and he may die. So then, if he can save his life by violating a chatzi shir, we pass a chatzi shir as asman atur. But there's no karis. There's only karis if he is shir shalom. So the Gemara says, whenever you have to violate an avera b'makom pikuach nefesh, so the Gemara says, machil mosa hakala kal tchila. You try to have him violate a lesser avera, and if that's not enough to save his life, then you have him violate a mochamadik avera. If that's not enough, you have to violate even a mochamadik avera. So to violate the avera of eating pachas mikashir is less than violating the avera of eating kishir. So that would be on a bari, on a healthy person, where there's a doctors have a suffix. If he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, he may get sick and he may die. So then you tell him if he can survive by eating pachas mikashir, do like that. But if the fellow already is a chodesh esh b'sakana, he has cancer and he's dying in the hospital, and the doctors say we're going to have to work on him to save his life, then you don't have to give him pachas mikashir, just give him a regular meal. That's Rab Chaim used to pass, and that was the tradition in Volozhin. Rab Chaim married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So the Netziv writes as a teenager, he writes, he heard from the Nachal David, of David Tebel, who was in Volozhin from the beginning. Nachlas David was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Volozhin from the very beginning when he first founded the yeshiva in 1801. He was from the first group of Talmidim. So he said that was the psak of Rab Chaim Volozhin, that when you have a chodesh esh b'sakana on Yom Kippur, you have to eat regular meals. You don't insist on eating pachas mikashir. So Rab Chaim didn't invent this hayrah. Rab Chaim just carried on the tradition that was nohug in Volozhin yeshiva, in the city of Volozhin, that they followed this Magid Mishnah. So when they, Rav Belvila writes in the Sefer, when they confronted his father, and they said, why are you so mekel on Hilchas Yom Kippur? So he says, I'm not mekel, I'm machmer in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Magid Mishnah, that machilam also called Tzarachav. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to violate Yom Kippur to make life more comfortable, not just to the extent of saving the person's life. So that's the Shaila. When the Yoleda says Terch Shiva Tzrichani, the first 3 days Gimel Yom Rishonim Yivin, she says Ain Tzrichani. You insist she should eat in Mechal Shabbos for whatever needs that she has. The next 4 days she has to say Tzrichani. What does that mean, Tzrichani? Tzrichani means I'm afraid if I don't have hot soup I'm gonna die. That's how the Mishnah Berurah will read the Gemara. It's a little funny. She thinks if she doesn't have hot soup she's gonna die. Give her other food. What does it have to be hot soup? And the Pashup Shat is like the Magid Mishnah says. She would feel more comfortable. She would enjoy eating. She's chilly, whatever. She would enjoy eating some hot soup or some hot coffee or some hot tea or something like that. So even though that drinking of the hot soup or the hot coffee, it doesn't appear that it's going to save her life, that's the halacha. The Chodesh Esh B'Sakana, you take care of everything called Tzarachav. So that's what Tosis is discussing. The bris meal is on the Yom HaShmini.
Why the chiluk between the chulash in the sakana and a person who's in sakana? Why would you want for a
chulash
in the sakana?
I don't know. Something? I don't know. That's what the Raga Mishnah says. Ma Mishnah only has the heta by a chulash in the sakana. Doesn't explain. Rab Chaim makes a distinction. To answer all the kashas of the Mishnah Berurah, Rab Chaim said, he doesn't explain. He just said that's, no, doesn't explain. I don't understand why. To me, it doesn't make any sense. Why is that difference? Whether he's an Adam who is b'sakana, the Nazis are going to kill him, or he's a chodesh esh b'sakana. I don't know. I don't know. But that's why the Rav Chaim interprets the Magid Mishnah like that. He said it on a chodesh esh b'sakana. He didn't meet any case where there's a sakana. He only meant a chodesh esh b'sakana. So that's what Tosis is filling in the story. So Tosis says, well, it's a Yom HaShmini already. So Yom HaShmini is after the 7 days. So she's not a chodesh esh b'sakana anymore. And it's not mistaber to say, Tosis writes later, v'doche kloyme de me'eis le'eis be'inon, v'ho'uv do'have toch zayin shal me'eis le'eis. It's doche to say that the baby was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, le'er Shabbos, and we're talking 9 o'clock in the morning the week after, so it's still toch me'eis le'eis, 7 me'eis le'eis. It's doche. What do you mean it's doche? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Trumas HaDesh and it says that suggestion is Deichik, not that the Metzias is Deichik. The suggestion is Deichik that they think, Taisa thinks the Din is not correct. They think that the Din, that within the first 7 days she has the status of a Chodesh Esh B'Sakana, depends on 7 calendaric days. It doesn't depend on 7 Meis Leis. And the other Achrayim disagree. They say no. Dechik means to zetzainon and kim tepshat. That the Gemara is talking hachamai askinam. The baby was born 3 o'clock, and now we're talking 3 o'clock last Shabbos, and now we're talking 9 o'clock in the morning. The next Shabbos is dechik to say that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara would have given you some more information. But if that would be the case, Taka, that would be the din, that she would be a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana till 7 full meis leis. That's the machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are many who are mekel. Many who are mekel. Up until 7 meis leis, the woman has the status of a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. Nachum, so how does Tosis interpret? It's the yom hashmini already, so she, the maximum she can be is a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. Chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, so the only thing you can do is amir l'nachri v'yoyse. Amir l'nachri is mutter. So that's the whole story. Let's ask the mother and the shaila le'ime. Let's ask the mother whether she would enjoy. She's a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. What's the definition of a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana? What's the definition of a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana? How sick do you have to be? Sometimes you call a person a bari with a mechish bialma. So not only do we not have any heterim for him, we slap on an isa. There's an isa refuah. If you have a bari with a mechish bialma, so he's not allowed to take any medication. Let's say a person has a light headache, a mild headache. So we would assume that you're not allowed to take something for the headache, because that's a xeris refuah. You're not allowed to apply any refuah on Shabbos. Xeris shem yishachik sabaman. But if the person is a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, then in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is, there are those who disagree, Mishkanos Yankiv doesn't agree, but in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that for a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, we allow refuahs. The xeris refuah doesn't apply. We allow amir v'nachri. So how would you give a definition of a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana? So the Ramah gives two examples. It gives either mutal l'mishka v'chole kol gufo. Mutal l'mishka means he simply can't function, he has to lay in bed because he's so sick. No, safek sakana, he has the flu and he has to lay in bed. Or chole kol gufo, he has aches and pains all over his whole body, and that's called the chole sheyesh b'sakana. So what's the bottom line, what's the definition of a chole sheyesh b'sakana? So in Shulchan Aruch, they give you an example. Let's say a little baby is, it's time to eat, the baby is hungry, and the baby starts screaming his head off. The baby is not sick, no one is sick. The baby is hungry, so he starts to scream his head off. So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that Tzorchei Atina Katrida Lakhoel Lashem Sakana, he says it based on a Gemara, and Amir L'Nachri is Mutter. You're permitted to ask a Nachri to warm up a bottle for the baby, a melacha deraisa, to carry a bottle of milk in the Rishus Aram deraisa, Amir L'Nachri is Mutter for Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakana. The baby has a status of a Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakana. Does the baby have a status of a Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakana? He's not sick at all. He's not sick at all. So you see that the definition of a Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakana means he doesn't have to be sick. Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakana means a person who has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. That's called the Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakana. So whenever a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, so then we allow Amir L'Nachri on Shabbos. So here the Yoledes is resting up. His Mana Gemara, they didn't take some of the vitamin pills like they take today. Today they have prenatal care, postnatal care. So they're healthier than men. They take so many vitamin pills. They're very healthy. The days of the Gemara, a woman had a baby, she'd be knocked out of commission for quite a while. So after the first 7 days are up, after the baby is born, till the end of the month, we declare her as a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. So what do we allow? Amir l'nachri we allow. She really feels that she needs it. If she needs some hot drink, or she needs some hot soup. So that's amir l'nachri will be muta, because the woman, the yoledes, has the status of a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. So what did Rabbi Paskin? Rabbi says, ask the mother whether she feels that she really wants a hot drink or a hot drink. So if she says yes, then we have a heter to ask a nachri to heat up water. Then we'll ask the nachri to cook up a whole kettle of water. Not just to cook up a cup of water for the oledes, cook up a whole kettle of water. Some of the water we'll give to the oledes, because that was the whole heter. She's a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. The rest of the hot water we'll use to bathe the baby, to prepare him for the bris milah. So Tosis says, but if you hold amir l'nachri is mutter b'maka mitzvah, what do you have to have the whole story to ask the mother? And if she, you get a goy. Amir l'nachri is mutter b'maka mitzvah, according to the Balu Iter. Amir l'nachri is mutter b'maka mitzvah. So Tosis says it's muchach from the Gemara in Erevin, ki the muchach, and our Gemara is not muchach. And our Gemara is saying, mishum yishu etzol le'gozra b'ana b'maka mitzvah le'gozra. But for that Gemara is muchach. Yeah. But for that, so how can the Balu Iter say if it's muchach from the Gemara that Amir l'nachri outright for the maka mitzvah smila is not mutter? The answer is, who said the Gemara is talking ayidei nachri? The Balavita will learn the Gemara is talking about Adei Yisrael. This is going to work on that soon. They're insisting that it's talking Ayidei Nochri. Why does it have to be Ayidei Nochri? Ayidei Yisrael can only be Mater if she's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is only in the first 7 days. It's already the eighth day. So the answer is the Balavita learns it's the eighth calendaric day, but it's still within 7 days, Meis Leis. So she still has the status of a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. And if there are no goyim to do the malacha, if there's a goy, Samir al-Nachri is only the Rabbanon. So why should a Jew be Mechal Shabbos with the malacha deraisa if you can have a goy do the malacha, it will only be an Issa the Rabbanon. That's included in Achila Mosa Hakala Kal Tchila. The Gemara says in the last parak in Yuma, when a choyla has to eat non-kosher food in order to save his life, instead of giving him right away chayla v'dam, which has an Issa kareis, it's better to give him tevel, which only has Misa b'day shemaim. It's better to give him chazer, which only has alav. So if you have three different isurim, one has a lab and one has misa b'day shamayim, and one has kare, so the lab is the least of the three, and the misa b'day shamayim is a little more common, the kare is worse than that. So here also, if you can do, the pikuach nefesh can be accomplished. Ayidei amir l'nochri, which would only be an isa d'rabbanan, or ayidei yisrael, which would be an isa d'raisa, we prefer to have it, ayidei nochri. Achamaskin, there was no nochri in the neighborhood, and she needed the hot water. And it is within the 7 days. That's how the Baluita apparently answers. It is within, it's on the eighth day on the calendar, the Yom Amilo, but it's the seventh day because it's within 7 days after the baby was born. So we would permit Chilul Shabbos Ayidei Yisrael. So once we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to cook water for the Oledes because she's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, then we can cook a whole kettle of water. Instead of only putting on a cup of water for the Oledes, we'll put in a full kettle of water, one cup of water the Oledes will drink, because that's going to be the Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, and the rest of the water we'll use to bathe the baby before and after the bris. That's the alternate pshat that Tosfos is not happy with. Yeah. Why would one not be happy with that pshat? What's wrong? It's a marvelous pshat. What's so terrible? So this is a big discussion the Rishonim have. That's what we call Marbe B'Shiurim. If you have a het to pikuach nefesh, I have a chodesh yesh b'sakana, and I have to cook a cup of hot coffee for him. Either he thinks without the hot coffee he's going to die, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah will say pshat, he thinks without the coffee he's going to die. Well, not that he's going to die, chodesh yesh b'sakana, so you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for kol tzarachav, to make him more comfortable also. That seems to be an easier pshat. Who's going to die because you don't have hot coffee or hot soup? So, whatever the case is. So we have a het to pikuach nefesh to cook a cup of water in a kettle. So once you have a het there, not only are we allowed to put, the Jew is not allowed to put a cup of water in the kettle on the fire to cook it for the chayla, we're allowed to fill up the whole kettle full of water. That's called marbe b'shiurim. So since I have a het to pikuach nefesh on a small amount, so the het to pikuach nefesh allows me to be mechal Shabbos on the full kettle full of water. That's the way the Baluita is obviously reading the Gemara. L'shayle le'imei, let's ask the mother, Itzricha, if she says that she needs water, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos ourselves, and we'll be Marbe B'Shiurim, and the extra water we'll use to bathe the baby. L'chaim alay agavimei, a Marbe B'Shiurim is mutter. So what's Taka the din? Marbe B'Shiurim is mutter, a Marbe B'Shiurim is asa. What's the din of Marbe B'Shiurim? So the Gemara says beferish that Marbe B'Shiurim is asa. In Mar Menachas has a funny situation. First, in the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel in Maseches Menachos, so a person is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and the doctors say he needs a fresh fruit. You have to pluck off a fresh fruit from the tree to save his life. So the doctors say that he needs three fresh fruits, three figs, whatever, three olives. So I have a choice. Either I can pluck off one, two, three, to do three katsiras, or I can take a whole branch that has four fruits on it. I can break off the branch. So I'll be doing one katsira, but I'll be marbe b'shurim. I'll be doing katsira on four olives, or four figs, and the chayla only needs three. So the Gemara has a suffix, which is worse? Is it worse to do three katsiras as opposed to one katsira? Or is it worse to do katsira on four figs with one maisa katsira rather than to do katsira on three figs with three maisa katsira? So the Gemara obviously is considering, and the Gemara is suffake, the Gemara is obviously assuming The marbe b'shurim is an isa deraisa. The break off a brinch that has, I only have a het to be called nevish for three things, not for four. The doctor only says he needs three. He doesn't need four. So I have no het for the fourth fig. So the Gemara assumes that that would constitute an isa deraisa. If I can break off one branch that has three figs and one branch that has four figs, the Gemara assumes that to break off the branch that has four figs, that would be an isa deraisa. Because he doesn't need four figs, he only needs three figs. So the ketzira on the fourth fig has no heter at all. The Gemara's only suffix was, under these circumstances, I have one branch that has four figs on it. So I can make one ketzira break off the branch, and I'll have four figs, which is one more than I need. Or I can do, I don't have a branch that has three figs. I have three other branches, each one has one fig each. So I can do ketzira three times, one, two, three, and only have three figs. Or I can do one ketzira and have four figs. So the Gemara is done, which one is Mochama? So you're discussing which is Kala Kal Tchilo. Obviously you assume that just like that's an Issa Deraisa to do Ketzira three different times is a Marbe B'Malachas, so to be Marbe B'Shurim is also an Issa Deraisa. Or being done, which is Mochama? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that that's Mochama, that to do three times Ketzira is clearly Mochama than to do Ketzira once on four figs. So the question is, did we back out from the whole premise? In the premise of the suffix, the Gemara was clearly assuming that Marbe B'Shurim constitutes an Issa Deraisa. If they're juggling, they're trying to juggle which one is Machomer? Doing three Ketziras or doing one Ketzira on four figs? So in the Havamina, in the Ibaya, the Gemara clearly assumed that Marbe B'Shurim is an Issa Deraisa. Maybe once you get to the Maskana, maybe that's exactly the answer. That Marbe B'Shurim is only an Issa Derabbanan. So of course that's going to be less Chomer than plucking off the three figs. What do you say? No. The Havamina remains in the Maskana. The Marbe B'Shurim constitutes an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. But still, to make three different Ketziras, that's clearly more Chomer than to make one Ketzira with a Marbe B'Shurim. So this is a Machlokes, a famous Machlokes, the Rashba in the Ran, in Maseches Beitzel. In Maseches Beitzel on Daf Yud Zayin, the Ran on the Rif quotes the Rashba, and he disagrees with him. So the Rashba holds that Marbe B'Shurim is only an Issa Derabbanan. He holds that once you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, this Gemara is the first daf in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. It's Samach Dalar Amad Aleph, going over to Amad Beis, the top of Amad Beis. So the Gemara says, Pshito. Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's better to break off the one branch that has four than to do Ketzira three times. So that's the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran. What does it mean? So the Rashba is on the Rashba assumes once you get to the Maskana, the top of Samach Dalan and Beis and Maseches Menachos, the Gemara came to the conclusion that Marbe B'Shurim is only Nisa de Rabban. Then the Rashba continues to say that they only introduced this Chumra mid Rabbanan on Shabbos, and on Yontav they never introduced it. So let's say a woman wants to cook food on Yontav to eat today. So Echel Nefesh is Mutra on Yontav, so she has an option. Let's say it's she and her husband. None of the children are there for Yontav. So she and her husband are there alone. So she can either put in a small piece of meat, a 1 pound piece of meat, or she can put in a whole 10 pound roast, one 10 pound roast, and roast the whole thing. She's not going to eat the whole 10 pound roast today. She'll cook the whole thing. So the Gemara says that that's Mutra. Marbe B'Shurim is Mutra. If she has 10 1-pound pieces of meat and she has a big pan, so she's going to take out of the freezer one piece of meat, another piece of meat, a third piece of meat, a fourth piece of meat, make a whole pot full and then put it in. So that's when you put it into the oven, everything should cook together. That's only Marbe B'Shurim, so that should really be Mutter on Yontav. The Gemara says Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter, but the Machza Shekel and the commentary on the side, on the bottom of the Magen Avraham says that's also because of Hachana. Because if I take a second piece of meat, that's not for today. The second piece of meat is for tomorrow, and the third piece of meat is for Chalamay. The fourth piece of meat is for the last day's Yontav, and the fifth piece of meat is for Yisruchak. So every time I take another piece of meat and put it in the pot, that's an Isra of Hachana. So the Machza Shekel explains that the only time the Gemara allows Marbe B'Shurim is if she has a choice, the Balabasta has a choice, she'll either take a 1 pound roast or she'll take a 10 pound roast. It's going to be one act of taking one piece of meat and putting it in the pot, putting the pot in the oven. So then we say that Marbe B'Shurim is Mutar on Yontif. To do marbe b'shurim on yontif, to do a separate pu'ula, that's going to be an isar hachana. Not going to be an isar malach, it'll be an isar of hachana. So the Rashba claims that this whole, once you get to the maskana, that the break off the branch that has the four peiros on it is less of an avera than to do ktsira three times. The reason why it's less is because the whole isar marbe b'shurim is only the rabbanon. So since it's only the Rabbanon, he adds on, they only introduced this Chumrah on Shabbos, they never introduced it on Yontif Iskal, and that's the reason why the Gemara says in Maseches Beitzah, Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph, that let's say on Yontif I'm interested in having it's late in the afternoon on Yontif, I want to have a drink of hot tea. And I'm interested in drinking something warm after Yontif is over also. So I'll fill a kettle under the faucet, and I'll fill it up with water. And I know that I'm filling it up with 10 cups of water. I only need one cup of water today, but I want to have water, hot water on Metzor Yantif also. So the Gemara says that that's Mutar L'Hatchila. The same act, I turn on the faucet, whether I'm going to leave it on just for 10 seconds or for 50 seconds. I'm holding the kettle of water over there. I'm not doing any extra pu'ula. Then I put it on the fire. It's only Marbe Bishur. It's not Marbe M'Malacha. If you put on two different kettles of water on two different burners, so the second kettle he put on was unnecessary. So that's marbim malacha. He did a whole malacha, not for yontif. But if you put on once a kettle of water, instead of having the kettle only has one cup of water, has 10 cups of water, so that's called marbim b'shurim. So marbim b'shurim is heta gomer on yontif. So the Rashba says that marbim b'shurim on Shabbos is only in Issa de Rabbanon, and on yontif they were never goes. The Ran doesn't like that answer. He says, where did he get the marbim b'shurim on yontif is only the Rabbanon? Taisis proves from the Gemara Chulin, the Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. Because the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin, let's say there's a Chayla Sheesh B'Sakona. Chayla Sheesh B'Sakona on Shabbos, and the doctor says we have to cook warm food for him in order that he should eat warm food to save his life. So if he can't get a non-Jew to cook the food, so a Jew cooks the food. Normally, if a non-Jew cooks food, it'll be bishalakum. So it's an Issa de Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it. But if the fella is a chayla, so he has no choice. So he's allowed to eat bishalakum. Okay. So let's say there's a chayla sheish b'sakana, so we're going to cook hot food for the chayla on Shabbos. So let's say the chayla, we cooked a whole pot full of food. So then the chayla eats what he needs, and the rest he leaves over. Is anybody else, are the healthy people allowed to eat the leftover food? No one did any malacha. If you have a mavashal b'shabbos, someone does a malacha b'avera, so mavashal b'shabbos, there's a penalty. But the rabbanim, you're not allowed to eat. B'shegig, b'mezid, different opinions in the Tanoim, when there's a penalty. But over here, he was mavashal b'shabbos b'heter. There was a chayla sheish b'sakana, should really be permissible to eat the leftover food. So the Gemara says, a mavashal l'chayla b'shabbos, also lebar li'ochlo, a healthy person is not allowed to eat the leftovers. Why? We're afraid if people will know that they're allowed to eat the leftovers, so they may lachatchila put in more food in the first place in the pot when they cook it. So Tosfos says we usually have a cloud that we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. You only make gzeira in a situation where you're concerned that someone may violate an isa deraisa. If the whole concern is someone may violate an aver derabanan, so you have the right to make mishmeris and mishmarti. You have only the right to make gzeira. Also an isa deraisa. Something more makes gzeira. Also lebori liochloi. Hamavasha lechay lebishabes. Also lebori liochloi. The healthy people are not allowed to eat the leftover food. So wouldn't it indicate gzeira shem yarbe bishviloi? It seems to indicate that if he would have been yarbe bishviloi, that would have constituted a malacha deraisa. So you see that marbe bishurim is an isa deraisa. So if it's an isa deraisa, how come you allow it on yontif? The Rashba claims that marbe bishurim is only an isa derabbanan. So he says they only introduce the Issa de Rabbanan on Shabbos, Yontif Hikilu. They never introduce such a chumra. But the Bali HaTosfos.
Can you explain that Gemara? Kulachav Gzeira?
Yeah. Sometimes Tosfos writes a klal in the beginning of Kol HaBasar that the Shach quotes in Yerideya that you can never ask any kashas on Gzeira L'Gzeira because in many cases they did make Gzeira L'Gzeira. A lot of times they did make Gzeira L'Gzeira. Achrayim have a klal. Whenever it's a gzeira kreivim, whenever it's a real strong chashash, then they had a right to make even a gzeira l'gzeira. Only if it's a little far fetched, then they
it's
don't make it.
A little bit of a shvacha proof from that gemara, then to say that Rebbe Shirin is
right. Okay, so that's what Taisus holds. Taisus and Iran think that gemara chulin, the first parak chulin, seems to indicate that Marbe Bishur Mal Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa. So if it's an Issa Deraisa, so why should you distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Should be Osir on Yom Tov as well. So the Ran gives a different explanation. The Ran says that Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a special heter. Either Bikuach Nefesh is Deiches Shabbos, or B'makom Bikuach Nefesh Shabbos is Hutra. However you'll word it, that's another Machlokes HaRishonim. Whether Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a Bechina, how good is the heter? Is it Hutra or is it Dechuya? But clearly there is an Issa Chilul Shabbos, and you have a special heter, either Hutra or Dechuya. Oichal Nefesh on Yom Tov is better than Hutra and better than Dechuya, the Ran says. It's mamish heter gomer. But makom oichal nefesh, there's no iser of melacha on Yom Tov. So since the heter of oichal nefesh on Yom Tov, it's not that we distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We distinguish between what heter are you employing. If you're employing a heter of, what heter are you employing on the basic shear, on the basic amount, that you should have the right to say, since I had a heter on the basic amount, so even the extra amount is also muta, even the ribishurim is also muta. So if the heter on the basic amount was based, let's say, on dechuya, koach nefesh is decha Shabbos, so since it's only a tchia, so it's only decha to the extent that it's necessary to save the life of the chayv. And more than that, the marbe bishurim does no heter at all. But on oichal nefesh, on yontif, the Ran says that's a better heter than bikuach nefesh, that's mamish heter gomer. So not only so the whole activity is not labeled as a malacha at all. So even the extra amount is also covered with the heter. The whole pool is heter gomer. That's how the Ran distinguishes. So getting back over here, what was the story here? The Baluita apparently, the Baluita claims that Amira Lenachri is mutter b'mokam any mitzvah. So if you have a milo bismana on Shabbos and you don't have hot water, you're permitted and you can't get to first base. You can't even start the ball rolling if you don't bathe the baby with warm water bismana gemara, because it's a suffix sakana. So he says, so what's the problem? You call a nacha, you haven't cooked the water and farting. And then you bathe the baby, you perform the bris milo. So what did the gemara say? You have to ask the mother, what's the whole complicated story? No, the balita learns, if you can't get a nachri and you have to cook the water yourself, so there's no heter, we don't pass like Rab Lezer. We paskin only the probing, only machshir mila sheyef shalasim bal yom is decha Shabbos. So what's the story with cooking the hot water? So that's what the Balita learns the story was. We'll ask the mother, it's within the 7 days. And the last 4 days of the 7 days, and she says, tzvichani, then you machal Shabbos for her with a melacha deraisa. So the mother will say, tzvichani. What does it mean, tzvichani? Means, I think I need hot water to save my life. I think I'll be more comfortable if I have hot water. So that's Machlokes, Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Chaim Brisker. Okay. So, Pashim Shati, she's just going to say it's more comfortable. How can she say she thinks she's going to die unless she has a hot drink of coffee? It's not with the Pashim Shati that is like the Magen Mishnah that's called Tzaracha. So if she'll say, Tzricha Ani, then we have a heter to be Michal Shabbos for Pikoch Nefesh, for the basic amount. So then once you have a heter pikuach nefesh for the basic amount, then marbe bishurim will be mutter for the extra amount. Aye, but we just said marbe bishurim. We had a gemara in Shabbos. We had a gemara by Shabbos that marbe bishurim is asur. So how come all of a sudden now it became mutter? So the answer is no. The gemara in Menachos, apparently this shita holds that marbe bishurim is only nisa this baluita. Apparently he thinks marbe bishurim is only nisa the rabbanon, like the Magen Mishnah says. And just like the Ran's, who do we say? The Rashba. Marbe Bishurim is only Nisa the Rabbanon. So just like the Rashba said, they were never machmer on Yom Tov, they were only machmer on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, if it's b'makom mitzvah, you want to do Marbe Bishurim in order to be able to do the Mila Bizmana. So if Marbe Bishurim is only Achumre mid the Rabbanon, min Ataretz Mutter, and that's why they were never goes around Yom Tov, they were only goes around Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, if you're going to be doing Marbe Bishurim for the sake of performing the Mila Bizmana, so the makom mitzvah that goes around the marbe bishurim. That's how the Baluita learned pshat in the Gemara. But Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says doichik. How do they say? The doichik loymar like the Baluita the meisleis beinon. The ha'uv did this story with the yishtap b'chamim v'habitoch zayin shal meisleis. Doichik to say like that. So they reject that whole pshat. So Tosfos says it must be, it's after the 7 days are up. So the maximum she's going to be is going to be a chodesh ein b'sakana. Kodesh Em Sakana, the Jew is not allowed to cook the water. So the whole maduber is that I'm going to call a Nachri to cook the water if she says Tzrichani. If she doesn't need it, so you're not allowed to, if someone is a Kodesh Em Sakana, you're not allowed to cook hot water unnecessarily. If they say Tzrichani, so then for a Kodesh Em Sakana, so you do Amira the Nachri. So then, if you do Amira the Nachri for the Kodesh Em Sakana, then we would allow Marbe Bishur. And why did it become better all of a sudden now? Why is the Marbe Bishurim better now? Marbe Bishurim Al Yidei Yisrael, we would not be Matir. Tosis does not be Matir. Balita holds you are Matir. Because the Balita apparently holds Marbe Bishurim Al Yidei Yisrael is only an Issa de Rabbanon, beyond of Lagazra. So B'Shabbos B'Makam Mitzvah, B'Makam Mitzvah Smilo, also Lagazra. If Tosis holds not, so Marbe Bishurim Al Yidei Yisrael is an Issa de Raisa. That was Tosis Raya, and the other Mesech Tosis proved the Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shviloi. Amavasha L'choy L'Bishabbos Asa L'Bori L'Yochlo Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shviloi. So, if you're going to say Marbe B'Shurim is only an Issa D'Rabbana, it'll be a Gzeri L'Gzeri. So Tosis proves from that, and Marbe B'Shurim is an Issa D'Raisa. So it's an Issa D'Raisa, how does it make it any better over here? Amir L'Nachri is Mutter on behalf of the Yoledes, after the 7 days are up, she's a Choy L'Shem B'Sakona. So she says, Tzrichani, we're permitted to do Amir l'Nachri on the cup of water. So why is it mutter to do Marbim Shum, the extra amount? Why is that mutter? So here there are two ways to say. The Rashash on this Tosis, it's my, there are two Mahalachim over here. Simple, easy. One Mahalach is, the Ran is the one who disagreed with the Rashbot. The Ran and Beitza Daf Yud Zayin. The Ran thinks like Tosis, the Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. So how does he answer the steer between the two Gemaras? How come sometimes Mutter, sometimes Asa? So the Ran says it depends how Mutter was the basic shear that you allowed. Why did you allow that? So if you allowed it on Shabbos because it's a Chelo She'esh B'Sakana, that's only Dechuyah, the Ran says. That's only Dechuyah. So the Dechuyah is only to the extent that it's necessary. The Tchiyah can't be matter than Marbe Bishurim. So there, Marbe Bishurim will be an Issa Deraisa. There's no heter on the rest. But if the basic amount, if you're cooking on Yontif, and Ochal Nevesh on Yontif is Hutra, it's better than Tchiyah, it's Hutra. Yeah, I said before that it's even better than Hutra. That's not the Ram Shita, that's the Ramban Shita. Ramban Chumash holds like that, Ramban Gemara says that cooking on Yontif, Ochal Nevesh, it's neither Tchiyah nor Hutra, it's better. That's the Ramban. And the Ran writes in Beitza, I don't know what he's talking about. The Ran quotes the Ramban and says, I don't know what the words mean. So he doesn't agree. So the Ran writes that cooking on the Yontif, Tzorech HaOchel Nefesh is Hutra. So the Ran makes such a distinction. If the basic amount was Mutter on Shabbos because of a Chol HaMesukah, and that's only Dechuya. So the Tchiyah is only Matter to the extent that you need it. It's not Matter the Marbe Bishur. But on cooking on Yontif, Mishum HaOchel Nefesh is Hutra. So Hutra means that it's Heter Gomer, so even the extra amount would also be Mutter. So here, one way to understand the way Tosis read the Gemara would be like this. If a Jewish person will be heating up water for Chol HaMesukan, that's the Chuya. But if you do Amir HaLenachah B'Makom Chol HaShem B'Sakana, what's the nature of that Heter? Is that Hutra or the Chuya? So it could be that that's what Tosis read. That Amir HaLenachah B'Makom Chol HaShem B'Sakana L'Gozer B'Rabbanon. The Loshan HaGemara over here. Not that we say the mitzvah is doicha the yisur amir liyach. Not that it's dechuyah. It's hutra la gozer berabbanon. The makam chalish em b'sakana la gozer berabbanon. So we say la gozer berabbanon means that the basic shear that the yoledes needs is hutra amir liyachum on Shabbos for the chalish em b'sakana for the yoledes after the 7 days are up is hutra. So the extra amount will also be mutter. That's one way to read the Tosis. Or I think usually they don't say like that. The Rashash has the two suggestions. That usually in yeshivas they don't say that side in the Rashash, they say usually the second side. That the Yisr Amir Liyakum only applies when you do it tzivui to the Nochri. Yes, the Nochri, please cook something for me. So I tell him, please cook a kettle full of water. I don't have to tell him, the Oled, I have to tell him a whole tilpul. The Oled needs a cup of water, so please cook a whole pot full of water. I'm going to use a cup of water for the Oled, and the rest I'm going to bathe the baby. Just say, please cook a pot full of water. So it's the same Amir Eliyakim when you say, please cook a cup of water, or please cook a kettle of water. So it's mamish the same Avera. So there is no Marbe Bishur. If a Jew is cooking, it makes a difference whether I'm cooking a cup of water or a kettle full of water. Marbe Bishur will be an Issa Deraisa. If I had a hefter on the basic amount and I didn't have a hefter on the extra amount, so Taisu Shita is like the run against the Rashba, then Marbe Bishur will constitute an Issa Deraisa. But if I'm asking an Ochri to cook, so the Ochri doesn't have to observe Shabbos, the Shabbos is Amir Liyakum. There is no Marbe Bishurim and Amir Liyakim. The Isra Amir Liyakim is the Amira. It's the same Amira, the same sentence. When I say, please cook a cup of water, I say, please cook a kettle of water. The same thing. Please cook a kettle of water.
Doesn't Rashi say in Ovid Azor that Amir Liyakim is Nasik Kishlucha?
If you say Nasik Kishlucha, then you got a problem. Because Nasik Kishlucha, then it's considered if I did it, so you only had a heter on this amount, not on the extra amount. Right. So they say not like that, Rashi. These are the two suggestions that the Rashash has. First suggestion he wants to say is that just like in our Gemara, the Lashon HaGemara is Shemisha Ritzel, like Gozer Rabbanah means that it's Utros. Like Gozer, they were never Gozer Amir Liyakim Miki Hai Gavna. So similarly there in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes, Ramachim Chol Hashem Sakana, we allow Amir Liyakim means that it's Utro. At the Gemara, like Gozer, they were never Gozer Amir Liyakim. So they were never Gozer, that's called Utro, and that's the Klal that the Ran developed. Whenever the basic, the Heta for the basic Shear, is a heter gomer of hutra, then we allow marbe bishum. Whenever the basic heter is only duchiyim, and we don't allow marbe bishum.
Does that mean that according to the second pshat, if one is in a situation where amir lachem is going to be mutter, we have to assume it's hutra? Do you have to like say the shortest sentence possible? It means that every word is if you say it's duchiyim. You do that amir as each word is you're violating the isra, so it's. It's dechuya now, but if you can say it in 5 words, don't say it in 10 words. That's not a
change. I don't think so. There may be an Issa Dabar Dabar. There's a different din on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about malacha. Shalahi dibucha shal Shabbos ki dibucha shal chol. So it could be when I have to talk about a malacha on Shabbos, a chol sheish b'sal kana whatever. So it could be that that would be a violation of Dabar Dabar to talk extra words unnecessarily.
Doesn't Rashi say that
Amir Lachim
is a violation of
Dabba Dabba? Right. No. Rashi, there's one Dabba Dabba. If he say 10 words instead of 5 words, that's another Dabba Dabba. No, Rashi just says Amir Lachim is also because of Dabba Dabba. Even if he say Mamsh in 1 word. Even if he say it in 1 word. The guy asks, should I take you up the elevator? I say, please. I say, yes. So that's already Dabba Dabba. It's already Dabba Dabba. I was talking about a malacha. That's already Dabba Dabba. I don't think it would necessarily mean that it's a bigger Issa Amir Liyakim if I say in a full sentence as opposed to half a sentence. Maybe an added Issa of the regular Dabba Dabba. Not to talk unnecessarily about a malacha. So Nachmal, these are the two ways to read that Gemara. Yeah.
So now we have that.
Right, he understands Ribi Bishir Malik Day Yisrael. Not necessarily so. Not necessarily. So you can't prove from one to the other. Let's say, one of the Achrenim writes a Kalbachem, I think the Bogin Avram writes a Kalbachem, Mashmiya Kol. The Gemara says in the end of Erevin that Mashmiya Kol is Mutta Fachol Lashem Misakona. Let's say a person doesn't feel well. Doctors say there's no suffix Sakona. But he really doesn't feel well at all. And the doctors say he needs a lot of sleep, and he can't fall asleep. So we're going to play violins to put him to sleep. So the Gemara says he's allowed to play a violin to put the chelet to sleep. The Gemara says that Mashmiya Kol, if you have an easier way to conquer mountains, it's better. Give him something that'll fall asleep. Give him some schnapps and he'll fall asleep. Okay. But if you don't have schnapps, the only way to put him to sleep is by playing music. The Gemara says you're permitted to do Mashmiya Kol for a chelet Hashem Sakon, that he should get better. So the Magen Avraham, I think, writes, if Mashmiya Kol is mutter for Chol Hashem Misakana, who adinami, that is mutter for Makam Mitzvah. Let's say a person is afraid he's going to oversleep in the morning, So he wants to wake up in time for the minyan, basikin, a minyan, regular minyan, on Shabbos morning. So he's going to set his clock, and the alarm is going to go off. So it's an issue of mashmiya kol. So the Magen Avraham says the mashmiya kol is mutar b'makom mitzvah. So I think it's the prima godim is masig on the Magen Avraham, and he says how can you memedama one to the other? Take for example the way we pass, and then amir liyakam is mutar b'makom chodeshim mishakana, but it's not mutar b'makom mitzvah. We don't accept it by the iter. So you see that just because something is mutar b'makom chayle doesn't necessarily carry over that it's mutar b'makom mitzvah. So even though mashmiya kol is mutar b'makom chayle, who says that the Magen Avraham is right that it would be mutar b'makom mitzvah? You're asking according to the Balita. The Balita holds that just like Amir Liakim is Mutta, for Chayla Shem is Hakone, so too is Mutta, Mamakam Mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily follow that all of the Rabbanim, any of the Rabbanim that you matter, Mamakam Chayla Shem is Hakone, would you be matterit Mamakam, let's say Mashmiya Kol? Would you necessarily have to say like the Magen Avraham that Mashmiya Kol, according to the Balita, Mashmiya Kol would certainly be Mutter, Mamakam Mitzvah? I don't think necessarily so. I think they're unrelated. That's what the Prima Gaurim says. All the dinim deraisa fit into a big pattern. The dinim derabbanan do not necessarily fit into a pattern. You can't ask a kasha from one dinim derabbanan on the other. Anyway, this is the fantastic, an innocent little Gemara in Erevin, and two totally different ways to interpret the Gemara. When the chaimalei agavime is ayidei Yisrael or ayidei akum. So Taisus says that the hechreach, it must be ayidei akum. It cannot be Ayidei Yisrael. But the Yakamai Rehosim. Can Pirush Amba Kuntris? Chem Pirush Bein Hanan? It has to be. Because it's ready the eighth day. So she doesn't have the status any longer. But then they admit that there is a possibility to say otherwise. And they call it the Dechei Klaima. Dechei Klaima. The Balwita will defend themselves. So they'll say this talking Ayidei Yisrael. And that's the Shaila. Why is it a Dechei? Because Tosfos holds that it's not true. You don't go Basa Meis Leis. That's on the Mechaber Paskins in the name of the Trumas Adeshin. Because it's, the halacha is not true. The 7 days and the 8 days are determined calendarically. And the other achrayim say, not like the Vilna Gaon says, not like the Trumas Hadesh and the Mechaber. It doesn't mean because the halacha is not true. Does that sign that that's what the case in the Gemara is talking about? But the din certainly is true that you do go bosa meis leis.
The Maaseh Mizvana said, do we follow the for Yoledes? Three days, 4 days, the next 4 days, and the 30 days, and we follow our doctor. The doctor said after 20 days, the woman is completely, perfectly healthy.
We should really follow the doctors in our generation. It's Shulchan Aruch, it says, whenever it comes to Nyani Refuah, everything is different, Bizman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch changed a lot of these dinim. So Bizman Hazeh, from the days of the Gemara till the days of Rabbi Yosekai, didn't change as drastically as it changed from the days of the Shulchan Aruch till Bizman Hazeh. As man as that, we should go bust the Ein Lecha L'Shefet Shabi Amecha. We should, how did the Tanoim know what the din is? They asked the doctors in their generation. So we should ask the doctors in our generation to find out when the person has the status of a Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakana Ein B'Sakana. Especially today, because they take all the vitamin pills before, so they're very healthy. So you can't rely on all of these kumas.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
The case of Menachos? Isn't it a case of Marv Shirim, even though you're doing the same action? Let's say the branch would have three peros on it, or four peros. Either way, you're just cutting the branch.
Right.
So isn't that against the Rosh Hashanah's second answer, that we don't call that Marv Shirim if you're doing the same thing either way?
No, the Rosh Hashanah's second pshat is that Amir Liyakum is different.
It's only Amir Liyakum.
Only Amir Liyakum. You can't talk about Marv Shirim, because Amir Liyakum is only also if you have a Tziva Yisrael. This Tziva was Hetagomer. It's not that the Malachi, see, he says over Rashi says one place in Avodah Zarah that Amir Liyakum is also because he's Shluchai. So if it's Shluchai, so whatever the guy did relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it. So then you have a problem. I only had a heter on a cup of water, I didn't have a heter on the rest of the cup of water. But if you leave out that Rashi, that it's not Mitam Shluchai, Amir Liyakum is also because of Dabar Dover. I was mitzvah him to do it. So it's the exact same Tzibri, whether he just does on a cup of water, he does more. So it wouldn't even make sense to say there should be Marbe Bishurim in a case of Amir Liyakum. Take, for example, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes a Mardchai, let's say I forgot to unscrew the bulb in the refrigerator before Shabbos. So if I open up the door to the refrigerator, so the light will go on Shabbos, and even though I'm not interested in causing the light to go on, that's called a Dovashen Miskabim with a Psik Reisha. To open a refrigerator door, we assume is Mutter. Let's say the motor is going now, so for sure it's Mutter. So to open a refrigerator door is a Pula HaMuteris. If I know that by opening the door, another activity may result, namely the light will go on, and I'm not interested in that. So that's called Dov Sheinim Iskab. So it's usually a Machlekes Hatanaim. We pass when Dov Sheinim Iskab and is Mutter. But if what if the situation is such that by doing the first pula, it's about Dov, it's 100% certain that the second pula will follow. So that's called a Psikresha. So Psikresha is also, it's not called a Dov Sheinim Iskab. So if I know that the light is going to go on by opening up the door to the refrigerator, so I'm not allowed to open up the door to the refrigerator. What if I'll ask a Nochri to open it up? So I'm asking the guy, please open up the door. I didn't ask him, please turn on the light. So the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai in Masech HaShabbos that there's no Isser Amir Liyakum on a pula. That's also because of secretion. Because there never was any Tziva Yisrael on that. The whole Isser Amir Liyakum is if you do a Tziva Yisrael. So I ask him, please open the door. So the opening of the door relates to me. I asked them to open it. I never asked them to turn on the light. The hechrech, the light is going to go on, but there was no Tzivu Yisrael on that. So that's the same idea over here. Ramah doesn't have a situation, he doesn't have a refrigerator with a light. He has a different situation. You have a pot of soup, a cholent of food, that's sitting on the coals. So the normal way to remove the pot is, not by being so careful, I'm going to remove the pot from the coals, I'm going to be pushing around the coals. And the Gemara says increases that one who's mechata b'gecholim is sometimes in violation of both mechaba and mavir. Some of the coals that were flaring, glaring red will become black, and some of the coals that were black will now become red. So the coals that were red will become black, that's mechaba, even though it's burning hot, but it's not red anymore. The coals that were black will become red, that's mavir. So the Gemara says, ha mechata b'gecholim chayv shtayim. So you have to be careful when you take your pot. If I want to take the pot off of the burning coals, I have to be careful to take it off very daintily, that I should not be mechata b'gecholim. I shouldn't just take it off the way I take it off during the weekdays. What if I ask a nochri, please quickly take the pot off of the coals? Now, no, the nochri is going to do it quickly. He's going to do chita b'gecholim. So the Ramah quotes the Mordechai, since I didn't ask him to do chita b'gecholim, it's only a psik reshe. So there never was a Tzivei HaYisrael on that. The Tzivei HaYisrael is only on the Pula HaMuteris, namely taking the pot off of the coal, that's Mutter. To be Mechat B'Kholim, that's what's also. So there there's no Issa. So that's the second suggestion of the Rashash over here. That Amir Liyakum is only also if you have a Tzivei Yisrael. The Tzivei Yisrael was Behet HaGomor. So you can't even talk about Marbe B'Shurim on Amir Liyakum. It's one Issa to be Mitzaber the Nachri, to do something that I'm not allowed to do. If I have a Heta to do this Tzivei, so is a Heta.
But besides not fitting with Rashi, doesn't that also not fit in with the Rambam's explanation of Amir L'Akon that Shema you'll come to do it yourself?
So no, Shema you'll do it yourself is, I'm not allowed to ask him, Shema I'll do it myself. So the issue is the request. You're not allowed to request of the Nochi, but this request is Hatagoma. In the request there is no Marbi Bishur. And the Maloch and the result, in the end of the story is going to be Riba Bishur. But that's not what the issue is. The issue is not the request of the Nochi. So the request is Mutu.
No. Doesn't. I think maybe it lies lo mifalem. Is it violent? Say that since the secretion lo mifalem. Is it? If he brings down the case of the coals, the Rambam.
The Rambam quotes the source of the coals.
Would the Machaber say that it's mutter anyway because it's secretion lo mifalem?
What is the Mechaber passing on Psikresha lo nichala? He passing that is mutter.
Well, the Sfarim are saying like all like the Arabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
I'm saying, would that be a case of Bonifalay?
Yeah, he doesn't, it's irrelevant. He's not going to use the fire anymore. Once he takes the pot off, it's goodbye. So the whole, whatever's happening with the coals is irrelevant. That would be a psikreshul l'nichalay, yeah. So you mean the whole discussion only is on the assumption that a psikreshul l'nichalay is us? Okay, good. Then what does Tosfos continue? On the same daf in Erev and Daf Samach HaGemara tells two stories. They start off with the same expression. What happened? So the previous story was Birach Yinuka Yishtapich Hamimei. The other baby also, the bris was supposed to take place on Shabbos and all the hot water spilled. V'amaluhu Rabba. This story is Rabba. That story is Rabba. V'amaluhu Rabba. Naisu Leich Hamimei Migol Beisoy. Rabba tells him, I have hot water. Bring the hot water from my home to the home of the other people and bathe the baby and perform the bris milah. So the Gemara says, Umuki lo al yedei ovikachovim. The Gemara says it's talking about a chotzer sheinim u'rebes. There was a mechitza around the whole chotzer. It's one big rishus hayochid. But with the Rabbanon, if Reuben's family lives over here and Jack's family lives over there, they're goyim and Jews, and a few goyim, a few Jews over there. So you have to have an erev, you have to rent for the non-Jews, and you have to have an erev chatzeris. So they never made the erev chatzeris. So on the level of the rice, you're allowed to carry. It's a chotzer that has a mechitza, it's a rishus hayochid, but it's a chotzer sheni morevus a mitam takonish lamelach. You're not allowed to carry. So this is an interesting din. There are two locations where you're not allowed to carry midirabbanan. Minatari, you're not allowed to carry in a mishus harab. Dalanam is mishus harab. Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. And midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry in a chotzer sheni morevus. But a karmelis, they declared midirabbanan, it's along the lines of a mishus harab. It's like a called the tikkun rabbanan came there as a tikkun. A chotzer sheni morevus, that's much more kal. It really is a mishus hayochid. On the level of the Raisa, such an animal doesn't exist. A Rishu Sayochid with an Isa Tilpul. Such a concept doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. Once a Rishu Sayochid, it has a Hetter Tilpul. So this is Shlomo HaMelech came up with an Einfach. So Tosis is now going to elaborate on that. So in the previous story, the Yom HaSim Li'el, B'idach Yinuka, the other story that the hot water spilled. So Rabbi told him, take water from my Migo Beisoi, from my home. Umuk Yoladeh Avikucham. The Gemara says it was a Chatzah Shein Moreves. And we allow a Nochri to carry the water. So the Balita says, that's what I told you. Amirul Nochri is Mutter, B'Maka Mitzvah. We always allow Amirul Nochri B'Maka Mitzvah. So Tosis keeps on pushing, the Balita is wrong. It's not so. Only B'Maka Mi'ishav Eretz Yisrael is it Mutter. We wouldn't allow outright Amirul Nochri B'Maka Mitzvah. So what's talking in that story? Mukulai De'al V'Kachavim. So don't you see Amirul Nochri is Mutter B'Maka Mitzvah? That's the Balita's riot. So Tosis says, no, that's not a proof. Vada Yisura de Rabbanon Shoy b'chatzu shal yirva mishum mitzvah smila. Amir with the Nochri ana de Rabbanon. That's a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah smila. That's what's mutter. Avol pe, they ask a goy to heat up the water. Avol Yisura de Raisa ayde Nochri no. Kugo l'chamin l'chamin. Oser. Against the Baluita. Tosis claims the only time there were matir for the Nochri to carry is in a chatzu sheni morev. So it's a trade de Rabbanon. It's a shvuz, that's what we call a shvuz, the shvuz b'makayim mitzvah smila. So at least can we prove from here that a shvuz, the shvuz is muta b'makayim mitzvah? That's how we pass from Shulchan Aruch. We assume that this is a source for that principle. So Tosh says, no, not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily prove the point. The ain lil mad mikan. You should not derive from this gemara in Erev and Dav Samaches. Heter, loim alav, kacham lohavi sefer b'shabes derech karmel is... Amir l'nachri is the Rabbanon. The Karmelis is the Rabbanon. So it's the shvuz, the makam mitzvah. So Tosh says, no. There's no comparison. Why? The dafka mishum mila. Maybe a shvuz, the shvuz is only mutter. The makam mitzvah smila. Why is mitzvah smila v'chamer? The higufa dach yashabbos. So maybe there he tiru. Maybe we only allow a shvuz, the shvuz, the makam on a machshirei mitzvah of mila. But a shvuz de shvuz to learn from a sefer, maybe we're not matah. So we happen not to pask like that. We pask on the Shulchan Aruch, that is two opinions. We pask on that a shvuz de shvuz is mutah b'makam any mitzvah, any and every mitzvah, we would be matah. Miu ba'aloch is gedolus mashma, the bahag is only opinion. Bahag is not identical at all with the baluita. The baluita says amir liyakim is mutah b'makam mitzvah. Bahag says a different word. That the makam mitzvah is milo. I feel he sure the rice is shoy the other kacham and the milo. The bahalochas, the halochas gedolus is of the opinion. He disagrees with the baluita. Amir liyakim is not mutter b'makam mitzvah because the other mitzvahs themselves are not derech Shabbos. Let's say to learn from a sefer. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to learn from a sefer. So there's no heter of amir liyakim to help you learn from a sefer. But Amir Eliyakim Makam Machshirei Mila is Mutter because the Mila itself is Derech Shabbos. So just like the Mila itself is Derech Shabbos, on Machshirei Mila, we have a Heter to violate Amir Eliyakim. So Tosh is not happy with that either. Tosh says it's not correct. We don't accept that. We would only permit Amir Eliyakim on a Derabbanan. The carrying a Chotz Hashem and Morevis. The Aloch is Gdol, this Mashma Afili said, the Reis is Shoyed Avik Chom Letzorach Mila. Why? Shepireish, the halachas davis quotes that gemara the laisa mitoch beisa derech rishus harabim. Tosis doesn't think that it's correct. Rabbah lived in the same chotzer as the bris was going to take place. The family with the baby who was performing the bris milah were neighbors of his, but they didn't make an erev chatzera, so they weren't allowed to carry this takana shlom melech. They're not allowed to carry in the chotzer shenim urevis. So they did amir liyakum to carry in the chotzer shenim urevis. That's a shvuz de shvuz. But the Baha quotes the story more differently. The laisa mitoch beisa derech ushus harabim. Woo! So that's Tosfos is not happy with that. Well, if he's there, if you would accept the opinion of the halachas gedolos, it would come out that you would be permitted to ask a nochri to heat water on Shabbos in order to enable you to perform the bris milah. So why don't they get a nochri to heat the water? Well, what was the whole problem? Well, they have to ask the mother if she needs water. Well, if he's there... Well, the fees there, and according to the sheet of the halachas gedolos, that amir le'nochri ana derais is muta b'makam mitzvahs milah. So if you could have found a goy to heat the water on Shabbos, it would have been mutter. So the story must be al yedei Yisrael. They couldn't find a nochri. There was no nochri in the whole city. Harikam anechem le'agavime. You'll have to interpret like we said before the dechik pshat. Nuk me'tech shiva v'yom etzvich alni. It's the alternate pshat, the other pshat, the way the Balawita read the Gemara. So the Halachas Gedolos is also going to interpret the Gemara that it's going out of Israel.
Balawita would hold that only Amir La'akum is Mutter L'Tzarech Mitzvah or any Shlus?
We only have Amir La'akum. The Gemara there distinguishes. The Gemara in Erevin there says, Loishani loch, he wouldn't allow you to carry an achatz sheinim urevis ayidei Yisrael. The Gemara said beferish ayidei Yakum. The Gemara says, Rabba didn't permit them to carry an achatz sheinim urevis the warm water. The baby was there and the warm water was here. So when he carried the water, he carried the baby can't walk on his own. The baby can't even crawl. So he can't say achayna says satzma. So when he carried the baby to the water, he carried the water to the baby, it's going to be an isa derabana carrying an achatz sheinim urevis. So the Gemara says, we don't allow it. We only allow Amir Liyakim. So the Gemara says, but this is the Rabbanon, this is the Rabbanon. So why do you have to get a Nochri? Why don't you just carry it yourself? So the Gemara says, no, don't you know that there's a difference? So what does it mean, don't you know there's a difference? Shiny Loch, don't you know there's a difference? So we assume, don't you know there's a difference between a Chad, the Rabbanon, and a Shvuz, the Shvuz? If you ask a Nochri to carry a Chad to Shein Merevis, it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz, but Makam Milo, Shvuz, the Shvuz, but Makam Mitzvah, so that's why it's Mutter. But the Bahag understood otherwise. Don't you know that Amir Liyakim is Mutter b'makam Milo? But you wouldn't be Mata the Yisra of carrying an Achatz Hashenim Urevis. This is in the beginning of Ksubis. Points out that Achatz Hashenim Urevis, it's prohibited to carry that Takana Shlom HaMelech. That's not as chomer as the Yisra Derabbanan of carrying in a Karmelis. Carrying in a Karmelis is a Mochamed Degisa. A Carmelist, but the Rabbanon is treated as if it would have been a Rishus Rabban Darais. But the Rabbanon, you're not like that. But the Chatz Hashanim Rebbe says more kal than that. So really, one could have argued the point and said, if you really want to be a stickler, you could have said, we only allow Amir Ali Akum on carrying in a Chatz Hashanim Rebbe. B'makam Milo. Tosis limits it as Shvus D'Shus B'makam Milo. So we don't pass like that. We pass in Shvus, just Mamaka Mitzvah. So if one really wants to limit it further, you could have said, we don't allow any Shvus to Shvus. We only allow Amir Liyakum and Achatz Hashenim Urevis, which itself is less of an Issa. It's not even the same as carrying a Karmel as Mochama. Tosis and Ksubas points out. There are certain dinim. Let's say there's a... the house is on fire and the Sfarim are going to get destroyed. Sifrei Torah are going to get destroyed. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos and Perek Kol Kisrei, we would permit you to carry an Achatz Hashenim Urevis in order to save the Sifrei Torah. So Tosfos says, but we would not permit you to carry an Akarmelis. Akarmelis is Mochomer. We would then allow Amir Liyakim and Mokam Atzolos Kisrei HaKadosh. Just like you allow Amir Liyakim and Mokam Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we would allow Mokam Atzolos Kisrei HaKadosh. But not, we wouldn't allow the Yisrael to carry an Akarmelis. We only allow to carry an Achatz Hashenim Urevis. So this alternate pshat in the Gemara, the shayla le'imei, and if the mother needs water, then we'll cook a whole kettle full of water. So that's what the Tosfos disagrees with the other Rishonim. So the Balo Iter and the Bahalochas Gedolos both learn that Gemara means Agdei Yisrael. And Tosfos is extremely upset. The Nira Delo Yitochen Loim and the Nachem Le Agdei Yisrael. That's impossible. Why? Agdei Yisrael Hayyasa Laharbis Bishvil HaKotten. There wouldn't be any heter. What? Marbe Bishurim is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So B'moka Mitzvah Yemekel? No, Tosfos says Marbe Bishurim is an Issa de Raisa. Kiriyama Perkam Shabbos Perkam Rechulin. How are they going to prove that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa de Raisa? Because it says Hamavasha L'Chayla B'Shabbos. Whatever the Chayla leaves of, also L'Bori. The healthy person is not allowed to eat. Why? Zereshem Yarbe Bishvil, he may cook extra because he knows that the Chayla is not going to eat everything, so I'll eat whatever is left over. So Tosfos's proof is that if you're going to tell me that Marbe Bishurim is only Nisa Derabanan, like the Rashba says, so then that would be a Gzera L'Gzera. So that's how Tosfos's proof in the Gemara that Marbe Bishurim is a Nisa Deraisa. The Halamin in Der Menachas clearly was that it's a Nisa Deraisa. Because the Gemara had a Svara, maybe it's preferable to pluck off three single peiros as opposed to breaking off one branch that has four. So if that's a toss up, you're not sure which is Machomer. So clearly he's saying that both are in Issa Deraisa. Shabbos, once you get to the Maskana, the Gemara answered for sure. It's preferable to break off the one branch that has the four rather than pluck off three times. So once you get to the Maskana, there you have the Machlegas, the Rajbo, and the Ran, whether Marbe Bishurim is the Raisa, the Rabbana. So Tosfos claims, Kidyama Perakam and Echulin. If Marbe Bishurim would have only been in Issa the Rabbana, how can they make a Gzeira Shemi Yarbe Bishvil? It's a Chagzeira L'Gzeira. So Tosfos proves that it's deraisa. Once you say Marbishum is deraisa, then there's no heter to do it by Makam Mitzvah. So that's why Tosfos rejects the pshat from the Balo Itur and the Halachas Gedolos that the whole Gemara means Nechaime Al Yidei Yisrael. So it must be Al Yidei Yakum. Avay Dei Avik Kacham Nicha Deshari Laharbis. That's not a problem. Why not? So that's what the Rashash gave the two suggestions. Either because Amir Al Yakum and Makam Chodeshem Misakana is Hutra Loi Gozer Abanan. Whenever the Iker Shir was Hutra, then the Ran says we allow Marbe Bishur. When the Iker Shir is Dechuya, then we don't allow. Whenever the Iker Malacha, the Iker Shir of the Malacha was Hutra, then we do allow Marbe Bishur. Or the Pshat is Ayde Yakum. The whole Iser is in the Tzivui. So the Tzivui is Mutta. So there is no Riba Bishurim in the Tzivui. Anad Gemara and Chulin, the Gemara makes a distinction. Hamabashi L'Chor L'Bishabas Osa L'Bari. What about Ashechet L'Chay L'B'Shabbos? What if the doctors say he needs fresh chicken? We don't have any. So the Gemara says, Shechtan L'Chay L'B'Shabbos. You're allowed a Shechtan Shabbos. So let's say, Ashechet L'Chay L'B'Shabbos. Is it Mutter L'Bari B'Umtza? Is it Mutter for, if you're going to Shechtan and cook it, so you're not allowed to eat the leftover food that was cooked. I'm a Vashel L'Chay L'B'Shabbos also L'Bari. The Bari is not allowed to eat the leftover. But is it mutter for the bar to eat the leftover chicken that's still raw, not the chicken that was left over that's cooked already? That's gzeira shemiyabe b'shvil. What about? So the Gemara said that's okay. Hashoich l'chol b'shabbos mutter lebari ba'umtza. Umtza means to eat the chicken raw. Right, to eat the chicken raw is full of blood. So Tosfos said you see that the blood is only also damei varm shapirish. What? So what do you have to salt the chicken for? If damei varm shapirish is mutter. So he says, no, if you're going to cook the chicken, then the blood is going to go out into the liquid, it's going to go back in. That's going to be called Dami Varm Shapirish. But to eat a raw piece of meat or chicken that's full of blood, that's Dami Varm Shapirish, that's Hetagomen. There's no problem. It's considered like Moel Habasa. It's only considered like Dam once it's Pirish. Kolzman, the Dam is still in the capillaries, then it's not us. If you have Dam in the big veins or in the big arteries, so that's dam, but a dam of Ram Shalat Pirish means in the capillaries, in the tiny capillaries, so that's called Moyal Abasar, up until the time it's going to be Pirish. So the Yor Samech asks Akasha, Acharif is the Gikasha, why do we allow Hashoichet L'Chol L'B'Shabbos Mutter L'Bari B'Umtza? The Bari is allowed to eat the leftover raw chicken. Why don't you say Gzeir Hashem Yarbe B'Shvila? He may shecht the fatted chicken knowing that there's going to be a lot left over. If he's only shechting for the chol, shecht the skinny chicken. Why don't you make a gzeir shem yarbe b'shvila? So I think the Arsameach says, huh?
Bigger abel to shecht the fatted chicken.
Yeah.
So
that's what he says. The fatted chicken, the issue is the tillis neshama. So a fat chicken, skinny chicken only has one neshama. It's the same. There's no gzeir shem yarbe b'shvila. even if I have a brera, I can shech the fat one, forgetting about a hashash, is he going to do it? Even if he vaday does it, he knows the chayla only needs a skinny chicken, he goes and shech the fat chicken. It's the same degree of netilas neshama.
Why not yarub b'shvila, then I'll shech two chickens?
Shech two chickens? That's riba b'malacha. That's not riba b'shur. To shech another chicken. Zerish ami yarub b'shvila means we're afraid. Let's say by Mabashal, we're not afraid of putting two different pots. That's Marbe bin Malacha. He'll do a whole Malacha for not for the Choyla. Zerish Ami Abishvim means he'll put a lot more into the pot that he's cooking than the Choyla really needs. So that's Marbe Bishurim is a lower level of an is. But we're not afraid Marbe bin Malacha to put a separate, to do a separate pool of Bishul. So the Or Sameach suggests, I'm not sure that that's, the Or Sameach asked that question. Why do you say, Shechem l'chayla b'shabes, mutar l'bari b'yumtza, healthy person is allowed to eat the raw chicken that's left over. Why don't you say, Xer v'shem yabrishvila, he may shech the fatter chicken as opposed to a skinnier chicken. So I don't remember if the Or Sameach gives that answer, like you're saying that there's one neshama per chicken, whether it's a fat chicken, skinny chicken, same thing. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Asamech has it that's a little different. He says that you have to investigate all the 39 of his malachas to determine when Marbe Bishurim will be an Issa Deraisa, when will be an Issa Derabbanan. He doesn't think that this is right, that the Rashba says across the board, Marbe Bishurim is always only Derabbanan, and on Yontif, the Menevah goes, and only goes on Shabbos, and the Ran says, Marbe Bishurim is always an Issa Deraisa, unless it's Hutra. I think he says compromise. Sometimes Marbe Bishurim will be an Issa Deraisa, sometimes Marbe Bishurim will be an Issa Derabbanan. What does it depend on? He says you have to investigate each malacha. What's the definition of each malacha? Whenever the nature of the malacha is such that the Torah is angling the asa, the result, so then if you're going to have a bigger result, then Marbe Bishurim should be an Issa Deraisa. But if the Torah is prohibiting the pa'ula, not the result, so the pa'ula is one pa'ula. Even if the shiurim are going to be bigger than you really need it, but the pool is one. So by bishul, by kotzer, the Gemara seems to say that marbe bishum is an isa deraisa, because kotzer, the isa is not so much the pool of ktsira, the isa is to cause peris to be niktzar. And by bishul, the Rishonim assumed that that would be marbe bishum deraisa, xerish and the arbe bishvila. Why? The Isser is not so much to do the Maisa Bishul, the Isser is not to cause that food should become Mavushal. So if you're going to have extra food becoming Mavushal, that'll be an issue of Marbe Bishurim Deraisa. And by Netilas Neshama, the Isser is not so much you're going to have a dead animal, the Isser is the Netilas Neshama, the killing of the life. So there, where the Isser is the Pa'ula, not so much the Chalois, not so much the result, so there it doesn't make sense to say, he doesn't say what we said, that the fat chicken, skinny chicken, only has one neshama anyway. He has a different word. He says you have to determine which of the malachas, and which malachas does the Torah prohibit the pa'ula, which malachas does the Torah prohibit the result. This already opens up a whole Pandora's box. There's a new story over here. Because there is a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chof and Beis, but the Gemara says that Ram Kibui is mutam and atar. Gemara says, why? Because the pasuk says, "Kol malacha lo yiyaseh, ma'isuhu diyaseh gram mutar." So gram malacha is only osa mid the rabban. Gram malacha is mutar and atar, and only we paskin the ramok paskins like the mortcha. The gram kibbutz is osa mid the rabban. Unless b'makom tleikum, b'makom choyla, b'makom mitzvah, then we allow gram. But usually gram malacha is osa mid the rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes from the Shilti Giborim on the side of the Rif that he's not so convinced that that Gemara Kuf Chof Amud Beis, that the Gemara says Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atar, he's not so convinced that that applies to all the 39 of his Malachas. Maybe it applies to some and not to all. How are you going to distinguish? The Pasuk doesn't talk about Kibui. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Kol Malach Alay Yosef Behem Asiyuhu Diyosef Gram Ashari. So the Shulti Gibarim doesn't explain it, and the Bir Halacha doesn't claim it. Just quotes the Shulti Gibarim. So the Ragachava has, in a collection of letters of the Ragachava, he has a comment on this. So he says, how come in the Gemara, You have sometimes grama first, some things are rasa. The Gemara says, gram mechikas Hashem is muta. The same daf, the Gemara says that gram malocha is muta min haTorah, the Gemara says that gram mechikas Hashem is also muta min haTorah. Maybe it's also min rabbanan, that's a further discussion in the Nodi Behuda that Pesachit Shuvah talks about. But gram mechikas Hashem is muta min haTorah. Then you have that gram siris is also min haTorah. The Gemara talks about gram, you're not allowed to be misaris of behema. So the Gemara says that gram siris is asa min haTorah. So why is it that grama by some averis is mutar, grama by some averis is asa min haTorah? So the Ragachava thinks that it depends on this. You have to determine what's the definition of each iser. Whenever the nature of the iser is not to do a pu'ula, so grama you're not doing the pu'ula. Whenever the nature of the iser is not to bring about a certain result, so even if it's done ayde grama, sof kol sof you're bringing about that result. So he thinks that then that grama would be asman atur. So the Shilti Gibarim is raising a possibility that the lamatas of his malachas are not b'chodah machta. Maybe some of them are in Issa Pu'ula, and some of them we should call an Issa Chalois. Some of them are in Issa to bring about a result. So some of them grama will be mutam and atur, only asman atur, and others grama will be asman atur. You have to distinguish. That's how the Orsamech is suggesting over here. He thinks that Marbe Bishurim is sometimes he disagrees. He says they're both right and they're both wrong. The Machlok is the Ran and the Rashba. Whether Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Deraban, he says sometimes it'll be an Issa Deraisa, sometimes an Issa Deraban, depending which Malachi you're talking about. When the nature of the Malachi is not to bring about a certain result, then he thinks that Marbe Bishurim should be an Issa Deraisa. That's by Mevashon or by Kaitzer. When the nature of the malacha is not to do a pa'ula like Ntilus Neshama, so then he thinks that Marbe Bishurim should be Mutam and Atar, the Holy Spirit would only be in the Rabban. That's a whole, that's a fascinating idea.
I have to say, my story of Ruch Messiah is definitely grown. Mora says that Mora Baba comes to the Yidrasa, the Marcus Mokshev, it's Asa, right?
That's the question if it's Grama. That's a big discussion in Achran. When do you say Kach Achmi Rabbi constitutes a Malacha Derais and when not? So the Achranim have a whole Machlag, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs talks about it. And I think Eyam talks about it. I got into discussion in the later forum when it applies and when not. Yeah, so what does Tesis conclude? Tesis thinks that Amar Bibishum is an Issa Deraisa, they prove it from the Gemara in Chulin. Zerishami Arbe Bishvila. If Amar Bibishum is only the Rabbanon, then it would be a Gzer Ligzer. Avadiyavikachavim, Nichol Deshori Laharbis. Hashem Adapka Tzarach Midlhu Deshori. Maybe Mar Bibishum, that the Gemara says we allow it. Maybe it's not Bamaka Mitzvah, any Mitzvah. Maybe on the Tzarach Midlhu Deshori. Avadiyavikachavim, Nichol Deshori Laharbis. Hashem Adapka Tzarach Midlhu Deshori. Also the harvest. Maybe Marbe Bishurim general is also. Only B'makam Mitzvah. Maybe only B'makam Mitzvah Smilo. That's not Marbe Bishurim. What is Dan Percheni debates so Leyechem Manam Cham L'Ragman Ken Goyim L'Shtiyo. That's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Machlekes B'Sham and Bisil. Bisil say that not only is Ochel Nefesh Mutter if you want to eat the food, if you want to heat up water to wash Panam Yodah V'Ragla, but that's also Mutter. Not only is a Mutter to make a fire, in order to cook food, is mutter to make a fire to warm up the body. Either there's the two pshatim and the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is there, and the Mishnah Torah and the Rashba has a long arichas there, very long on that Mishnah, where the Rebbe Kitzur and the Rashba quotes two interpretations when they're Rishonim. The Rambam says that Besilul Shit is that all Hanos Aguf is considered Ochel Nefesh Mamish, and the other pshat is no, this is Besilul Shitosim, that this is called Mitoch. Mitoch Shuch with a Soch Ochel Nefesh, since Bishul to cook water is mutter for echal nefesh, so you're allowed to cook water also to wash panam yodah v'ragla. Since you're allowed to make a fire to cook food, echal nefesh, so you're allowed to make a fire also to warm up the body. So that, whatever the hesber is, they still say it's permissible. You're allowed to cook water to wash panam yodah v'ragla, and you're allowed to heat, you're allowed to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. And Beisham is saying not allowed to. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Yisil. It is mutter. So Bishamis say you're not allowed to heat up water on Yontif. That's not talking Shabbos. It's in Beitza. Bishamis say Bishamis don't believe in mitoich. Only Ochel Nefesh is mutter. Sarach Yom Tzas is asa. And Bishamis define Ochel Nefesh literally. Ochel Nefesh. They don't define called Sarach Yagluf as Ochel Nefesh. So maybe they say liyachanam mecham leragel. You're not allowed to heat up water to wash. Then it says elan ken ruim l'shtia. What it means ruim l'shtia means he's going to drink part of it and the rest of it he's going to use. Instead of just cooking a cup of tea and drinking the tea, he's going to cook a kettle of water. So part of the water is going to be marbim shur, and part of the water is going to drink. And the rest of the water is going to use to wash panay out of ragma. So you see that marbim shurim is mutter. So why did Taisa say that it's aser? It's only mutter but makam mitzvah. So one can say, well, to wash panay out of ragma is also mutter. It's also makam mitzvah. He wants to have a clean toast. He wants to have a clean face on yotter. Taisa doesn't say that. They don't say that. So Taisa is asking Akasha. Well, this not perak sheni debates. So part of the water you're going to drink, and the rest of it is going to be marbi b'shurim, and it's mutter. And it says also on daf yud zayin amar alf. That's where the machlek is. The Ran and the Rashba is on yud zayin amar alf. The Gemara says a woman is permitted to take out the 10-pound roast from the freezer to cook an adyantiv, even though she's all alone with her husband. She doesn't have all the children there. She doesn't have to take out the 1-pound roast. She's allowed to take out the 10-pound. To take out one piece, another piece, another piece, that's an isa achana. But to take one gigantic piece, as opposed to one tiny piece, so that's marbe b'shurim, and that's mutter. So it says, memali isha kedei rabos, and marbe b'shurim is mutter. Afal pishen etzvicha for yontif, she only needs chatich achas. So why is she cooking the big roast? She wants to have food cooked for after yontif. V'chein similarly, memali nachtam chavish al mayim. The baker wants to cook a whole kettle full of water. He only needs a little bit of water. So I just want a cup of coffee on Yontif in the afternoon. So I hold the kettle under the faucet till the whole kettle is full. And then I put it on the fire. I cook the whole kettle because I want to have hot water from Tzor Yontif also. So that's Marbe Bishur. I'm doing the extra for after Yontif. So Tosfos just said before, they think Marbe Bishurim is awesome. Marbe Bishurim is awesome. They think it's an Issa Deraisa. Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. So how come all of a sudden are the other Kechovim, they can understand Marbe Bishurim is Mutter. Fine. And then they think maybe even are the other Kechovim, maybe it's only Tzarech Milu, the Shorat Sof Devarachem, maybe not, even are the other Kechovim, fine. And now they're bothered with a new Kasha. This is the Kasha all the Rishonim asked. That's their long run on Daf Yud Zayin and of course the Rashba's answer and Tosfos and his own answer. So here Tosfos asked the Kasha. If we just established from Chul and Daf Tezvav, the Marbe Bishurim constitutes an Issa Deraisa. So how do you allow it on Yontif? An Issa Deraisa, how do you allow it? So the Rashba said it's only an Issa Derabbana that never introduced it on Yontif. But Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Tosfos thinks that they prove from Chulan that it's an Issa Deraisa. So the Ran answered on Shabbos where they had to, for the basic shiras, Bikuach Nefesh. Bikuach Nefesh is only Doicha Malecha Shabbos. So since it's only Dechuya, so it's not going to be Mata, the Ribi Shurim. And Yontif Baruch Nefesh is Hutra, it's a better Heta than Dechuya. So Hutra makes it that even the Ribi Shurim will also be Muta. So what answer does Tosfos give? Tosfos is asking the Kasha. All the Rishonim work on. So what do they answer? The Tosfos says, "Mishum Simchas Yontif Hitiru Chachamim Laharba." What kind of an answer is that? We're talking about an Issa Deraisa. Tosfos said that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. So what do they mean? Mishum Simchas Yontif Hitiru Laharba. And then the Rosh Hashanah says, "What's the Simchas Yontif? The extra meat. She takes a 10-pound roast. A little bit she's going to eat today. The rest she's going to eat after Yontif is over. So where's the Simchas Yontif?" The Nachtam is putting a whole kettle full of water. He only needs one drink of coffee today on Yontif. The rest of the coffee he wants to drink after Havdalah on Matzah Yontif. So where is there a Simchas Yontif? The last line of Tosfos is problematic. Yitiru Chachamim. What do you mean? Yitiru Chachamim Laharbis. It's an Issa Deraisa. How are you matter an Issa Deraisa because of Simchas Yontif? It's missing in Tosfos. Simchas Yontif, a lot of times in the Gemara, so the Rashash gives a suggestion. When the woman knows that she's not going to have to cook tomorrow, so she's happy today. That's the Simchas Yontif. I know that I put a full kettle of water on today, I'm going to not only have a cup of water for today, I know I'm going to have hot water from Tzor Yontif, so that's my Simchas Yontif. That's a pshetl. I don't think that's what it means. I don't think the Rashash is right. The Pasha Pshat, the term Simchas Yontif, appears many times in Maseches Beitzah. And it simply means Echal Nefesh. The word Simchas Yontif is another way of saying Echal Nefesh. So maybe that's what Tosfos says is the answer of the Ran. The Rashba was bothered with the kasha, so the Rashba was forced. There's a steer between the Gemaras where the Marbe Bishom is also a mutter. So the Rashba ends, the Marbe Bishom is only an Issa, the Rabbanon, Lefi Maskanas, a Gemara Menachis. Lefi Ahavamin, it's an Issa, the Raisa. Lefi Maskanas, an Issa, the Rabbanon. They only introduced it on Shabbos, not on Yom. That's the Rashba's end. And the Ran disagrees, says no, like Tesis. Marbe Bishom is an Issa, the Raisa. But when is an Issa, the Raisa? If the basic shear was only mutter based on the chuyah, because nefesh is only the chuyah. That's a machlekes. Whether kiyoch nefesh on Shabbos is utrot chuyah. So the Ran thinks kiyoch nefesh on Shabbos is only the chuyah. So the chuyah on the basic shear can't be matter the extra amount. But if on nefesh on yontem is utro, so that's why it's even matter the marbe bishum. So maybe that's what Tosfos means to say. The same as the Ran. Bishum simchas yontem v'tira chachamim v'harbos doesn't mean the rabbis will matter and isa the rabbana. You're dealing with matter and isa the raisa here. So maybe they mean the same as the Ram. Shem Simchas Yanta means Oichal Nefesh. Oichal Nefesh is Hutra. So since the basic shear was Hutra, so Marbe Bishurim is Het Gomer. But if the basic shear was only Muta because of Pikuch Nefesh, and Mavasha L'chayla B'Shav is only Pikuch Nefesh, that's the Chuya, so you can't be Mata, the Reba B'Shiur. This is a very famous thesis. They have a lot to say about a lot of topics. Here. Okay. We didn't finish off yet about the Gusha and Avira. We have to go back to those places. Should we do Gemara? How many people are interested in going weiter? How many people want to do Gemara tomorrow? Democratic vote, election day. How many people want to do Chumash? Parshas HaShavua. Okay, so maybe we'll do Chumash tomorrow, Gleinetta. And then on Sunday, we'll finish off about Gusha and Avira. We left out a few places. And then we'll continue the next Gemara. That's called Gideon and Gura. Thank you.